till about 8 o'clock. Otherwise, partly sunny skies returning tomorrow, and it's a warmer day. Highs should go to the mid to upper 70s. Mostly dry conditions, too. Some fog patches for the morning hours Wednesday, Thursday is expected again, followed by sunshine to partly cloudy afternoons. Warmer days. The highs Wednesday going to about 80, 70s to 80 Thursday. Well, Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel
repair. The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
And the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Stop
your sighing. Won't you be happy again? When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Josh wants me to talk now. What's the date, Josh?
It's December 5th, 2022.
There we go. It's Christmas time, y'all. We're getting there. And there's James Neighbors on the other line with
Alpha
Passes. Very good, James. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. I'm sitting here with the guys, James Neighbors and Josh. So, one thing I need to say is about what I've been hearing in town about the streets, but then listening to other people, there's a lot of workers at the restaurants and managers of restaurants, managers of hotels that take public transportation, streetcars, and, you know, and... You know, we have new buses in the city of New Orleans. But what's happening is that how can they think that our streets are not going to tear up these new buses? These new buses are like $300,000. You know, and the streets are so bad that when they have to drive through the sinkholes, they literally have to stop the bus, is what I'm told. You know, and so what I think should happen, that the city council, New Orleans City Council, and their crew, and the mayor's office and their crew, they ought to put their asses on these buses and ride every route in the city of New Orleans to see how bad it is. Because
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I should say, thank you for the new buses. Everybody in town appreciates it. From what I
hear. But if your roads, if your infrastructure is so dilapidated that it's going to destroy something you just spent precious money on,
right?
It's kind of counterproductive.
Exactly. So they need to know what they're faced with, and they need to get in the carriage and ride down St. Anne Street in the French Quarter and down Charter Street. This is the route that all the tourists want to take. You know, with the horse and buggies, and they nice horses, but the streets seriously bad.
About your streets, if they're terrible, they have a profound effect on tourism, because if you go to a town, it doesn't matter what you're there for, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you're at. If the roads are terrible, you're never going to forget it. You're not going to forget
exactly.
It. Wow, the roads there were horrible. And then what does that do? It puts a taint on your whole experience. What could have been fantastic is now suddenly dampened with this, everything was great, but wow, you don't want to drive on the roads. And then what do people do? They don't go there because Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And you see, the route that I'm talking about is right in the middle of Quarter, right by Jackson Square. And you can't go straight to Decatur Street. You got to turn and you go on Charter Street because it's blocked off with the square because it's a promenade now. So what they wound up doing, it is so bad. That street, Charters, and Wilkinson, I'm thinking, is the one behind the Pentalba. This is the area where all the tourists go. You know, the center of the quarter. You know, this is where, you know, people might want to take a ride before or after dinner. Oh, they can't do it. There's no way after dinner. There's no way they can't do it. And when I lived in a quarter, I used to watch people from my balcony where I knew they were going to dinner and going for a buggy ride afterwards. And so, you know, I could hear everybody talking when they passed my balcony because they would ask me if I would come. They go, no. And it was horrible because they would get an upset stomach, you know, from eating, drinking, and you get in a buggy ride. And it's a serious amount of money to rent a buggy, you know. So it's really, like, crazy that they would overlook the quarter. But you see, they're leaning on this woman, Cantrell, even though I was told today that before she came to New Orleans that she was actually fired from a government job, but that's been scrubbed from the internet. So I don't, if anybody has any of that information, you know, just call a radio station, tell one of the on-air show hosts, because that's important, because that was kept out of her background, you know, check or resume. Well, I mean, you're not going to put down that you got fired from a job. But anyway, that's one thing. I mean, you see how they all going after Cantrell. It's New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This is decades worth of corruption in the city. Not just on her. She's just going about like a little fish, like the mayors before her. You know, they created the situation where whatever she's doing, they were doing much more. Much, much more. And this is why our streets are the way they are, because they downplayed the materials that the embezzling thieves of the city of New Orleans lowered the quality of materials.
I like the old school crooked mayors where they would actually make things really good while they rob you blind. I mean, at least you got something out of it, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, this new generation of thieving politicians, I mean, you know, they have to remember that, you know, they got to cut the citizens in on the pie too, or we get upset. You know, right. If there's going to be, you know, if you're going to be crooked, spread it around. You know,
my car got destroyed falling in a sinkhole in the quarter. You know, like it hit so hard that it cracked the windshield. That's how.
All
kind of stuff underneath the car. So, I mean, it's like, and they see now they finally got a city department where they can fix their trucks. How did you think their trucks got messed up, besides wrecks and everything, because of the streets? You know, I'm saying that they don't have the proper equipment to do the work because, you know, their tools were stolen or something. They had
It's going to lead to higher city insurance policy rate, insurance rates, because people are going to start suing the city, you know, for damage to their vehicles caused by road neglect.
Yeah, but you can't sue the city here. This is what you do when your car, when you have damage to your car from something with the city. And we got 1 minute, so I got to hurry up with this, and we're going to come back and talk about some things. But basically, I'm going to just take the break now. We'll see y'all in a little bit. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Everywhere is freaks and harris, dykes and ferris. Tell me where is sanity. Thank you.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
My 1 minute of music. No, I love this band. This is where it went real wild. This is a band from the 60s, actually, 10 years after. But we were talking. Go ahead, James.
Oh, I was saying, I was just sitting here thinking I need to pick up another. I need to go pick up another bass guitar. It would be a fun song to learn to play.
Right. No, definitely. Did you record the chickens like I asked you today when we?
They stopped as soon as you hung up.
Man, we need no. Well, I'm going to call you. The chickens were wild. It was perfect. But anyway, we'll talk about that later, James. But we were talking before the break about when cars are damaged by sinkholes or whatever with a city thing. What wound up happening was I called the city immediately, and they told me that, okay, this is what you do. You go get three estimates, and then you put the estimates in, and they just review them, and then they'll cover it. So my car was so damaged, it had to go on a flatbed. So I spent, So I got a good deal. It was like $100 each way to where I was bringing it. And so the night that it happened, I had to put it on a flatbed to leave. So I had two shots at going to a shop both ways. So I spent $500 just on, and it's like the trips, $500 to get the car to a shop that could give it an estimate. See, that's no good. The city needs to hire a person that knows the business. You go out where the car is and you check the damage with a mechanic or whatever, and it gets to be real, real quick, you know, instead of what I was going through. I mean, it was ridiculous. And then a new windshield, you know, and whatever else was damaged under the car was changed some of the things. But, you know, it's like...
Well, at least you don't have to go to the option of having to sue them to get any satisfaction, because it used to be that way out here until the roads in East Norman, Oklahoma, out in the rural part, got so bad that some people printed up thousands and thousands of these bumper stickers, and they said, "Pray for me. I live in East Norman. I drive on East Norman Road." And it got so bad that a friend of mine's dad had a 3/4-ton Ford pickup, and, you know, the big heavy duty one, right? And broke the frame hitting a pothole.
Right. Well, car's ruined. See, my car's ruined. That's it from that. I just gave up. The thing, and I shouldn't have, but it couldn't be taking up most of my day because I had other things I was doing. Writing, which I'm making headway with some things. I just have to tie up some things for legislation. So anyway, and using my experiences with the justice system and all the crooked police officers as the reason why we need things a certain way. But anyway, water went down the wrong way. So, James, tell us about, Josh is going to tell us about the judgments.
Yeah, we had recent good news in New Orleans that the city council had a surplus, so they're allocating $9 million towards all the unpaid judgments. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, the city's got $36 million unpaid judgments going back to 1996, and... people are not seeing that money because of an obscure provision in the Louisiana Constitution that you cannot force a entity to allocate money, which is cute.
Right, see? So it's twisted.
But hey, wow. $9 million better than... They say they usually do $2 million, but $9 million so far to pay back that $36 million total.
Yeah, well...
And I said that my idea in this was the FEMA use it or lose it money.
Uh-huh.
That if it you literally don't get it after it expires and goes. Like, use that to pay back the judgments.
Exactly.
So that's infrastructure.
Right, I was going to say that. That's infrastructure. Good thinking, Josh. You know, James, you know, and how bad was the road they lived on, that road you called out in Oklahoma?
Oh, it was terrible. It was, I lived off of it myself. I was just a kid. I wasn't driving on it, but I certainly had to face the abuse on the school bus. Well, just to give you an idea, it was in the school bus. I, you know, all the cool kids sitting back, and and we hit a bump that was so hard that we literally bumped our heads on the ceiling of the bus and then got plopped back down in our seats.
Oh, yeah, that's no, that's what's going to happen to the people on the bus. This is what they told me, that someone fell out of a seat when they hit the sinkhole. That's right, James.
You know, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, because, you know, buses don't have seatbelts. You know?
Oh, no.
But nobody will be doing it on purpose because there's no lawsuit at the end of the rainbow.
Right,
because they'll never get the money.
Well, the city now, New Orleans, controls the buses to get the federal money. So there's enough money. You know, they just have to get people to want to ride the buses again. You know, now that they got some new buses, but you need to take care of the roads. The potholes and everything, it's, you know, it is, I'm telling y'all, the people that come to New Orleans and they see that the streets are paved with tar, they know tar is not the right thing for the traffic. It's got to be something stronger. It's got to be concrete. So what they do, when they skim off of every project, they just lower the quality of the materials.
Well, they have this new asphalt that they've been putting on all the roads out here, mm-hmm. up here in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you got to get you some.
Right.
It was super duper quiet, the quietest road I've ever driven on. And they're putting it on all the new construction, all the new roads. They're putting this, you know, when they're redoing the asphalt roads, they're putting this new, well, I don't know what the difference is. All I can tell you is it's the quietest road I've ever ridden on or driven on in my life. It's really is amazing. So you, at least when you do get around to get your roads fixed some year in the future, you know,
no, right.
you get the good, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's going on in Arizona near your way, like, what did Carrie Lake say?
You know, I was looking for that. I know that she's about to file lawsuits
right.
against the count because this is ridiculous. I mean, the woman in charge of the counting is also running, you know, for governor. I mean, right. you know, she claims that her department wasn't in charge of that, but why is there a conflict of interest with her doing it? Because she is.
And right. It's, no, it's big. It's ridiculous because they stopped.
Well, and they've certified the election, so she's going to be at least the governor by name until the lawsuit does something, if it does. But, you know, I mean, I get the feeling that it's going to end up going nowhere, unfortunately.
Well, you know, that's bad because it's not good. Katie Hobbs rigged 2020, you know. And so Biden only won by 9,000. So that's like crazy. And
you know,
Trump won by a landslide. I mean, look at the people are doing in Brazil. They're not getting out of the streets until they put up their rightful president.
I was reading something, and I've been real skeptical about all that stuff going on in Brazil, and I guess that the military is invoking something called Article 142 that will basically allow them to undo the coup.
Right, undo the coup, because people don't realize here we went through a coup, you know, with our election, and they don't understand it because they took history out of the schools. They didn't grow. And it's something about our statues. They didn't even know half these people put all their money into education and schools after the war. So we're going to come back after this. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Only about 15% of registered voters have voted or are expected to vote in Saturday's election. Ballots statewide will have three important constitutional amendments to decide, plus some runoffs and other local initiatives. Deputy Secretary of State Joel Watson says about 115,000 people have early voted, 47% of them Democrat, 39% Republican.
However, in the November election this year, for the first time that we can find, registered Republicans outvoted registered Democrats in early voting and on Election Day.
Polls open Saturday at 7, close at 8 p.m. Sample ballots and poll locations are online at govote.org, spell it the Cajun way. Warm, muggy, and sometimes wet weather will pervade over the next several days across Louisiana. State climatologist Barry Keim says highs in the 70s and upper 60s will be with us for a while.
And it's going to be near 80 on both Wednesday and Thursday. And that holds true across the entire state of Louisiana.
This is news from LRN.
You can depend on a Mueller metal roof.
We were fortunate enough to be able to build a house on family land, and we've really enjoyed being out here.
We couldn't ask for a better place to raise our boys.
Our home builder, I don't believe, had ever had an experience with working with Mueller and had nothing but great things to say about the company, about the process.
Everybody was professional.
If anybody mentions the word metal, we say we know a guy and give them the phone number to Mueller.
Find out more at MuellerINC.com.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening. You're on one knee.
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fightTheFlu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public
this
Health.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 17th and 18th. At the Punch Train Center, show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Barbara Hoover and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. James, you remember MF Global Holdings? That was a company that was actually sort of marauded by John Corzine. He lost the election to Chris Christie when Christie became governor of New Jersey. And then Obama got him set up at MF Global Holdings after that as CEO. Do you remember that? Well,
you know, it seems I remember hearing something about it. It's been a long time since I thought about it, though.
Right. Well, think about it real good, because what this guy, Sam Bankman Freed, but you know, fried is the real deal.
The FTX.
It's the same thing. They marauded the company. He broke into accounts and got people's money. And this is the same thing that happened with MF Global Holdings. It's like when they claim bankruptcy, see, it's very similar, these two things. And when they claim bankruptcy, they had lied that it was $700 million. But then when they started going through the bankruptcy proceedings, it turned out to be $1.2 billion that was actually lost that caused the
That's just a minor discrepancy, $500 million,
right.
Just a little bump.
$500 million, right. And the only thing, and if you remember, they were saying, Obama was saying, it's going to go into find out what happened, and you know, Eric Holder had his say about it when he was U.S. Attorney General. Well, nothing really was done about it. They decided not to press criminal charges because they probably were involved in it, you know, just like happens here. And so what he wound up paying later was like a penalty for something, but it was like a $5 million penalty that he had to pay. So here they abscond with $1.1 billion from this company. It was like a holding company, an investment company. And all they have to come up with is $5 million. Same thing with the guy from FTX. He's saying now that he should have kept, this is his cover, that he should have kept more involved in what was going on. So now it's come up that he didn't give this $100 million to Democrats. You know, this is what he was saying. He gave $1.1 billion. I'll put it at $1 billion, not $100 million. He gave Democrats a $1 billion right before the midterms. And so, and Mitch McConnell wound up getting FTX money the day before they filed for bankruptcy. Now, how does that happen? Even Mitch McConnell ought to be arrested.
Everybody that touched that company ought to be under an audit so deep that their ancestors will cry foul.
Right, right. So, you know, but they thinking the people, like he gets on the anti-acts, you know, like, oh, I just didn't oversee things. No, you knew what was going on, you idiot. You know, you're just pretending you didn't know. And so,
yeah, I mean, but this is why I don't mess with this crypto anything.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, people can say what they want. No, I would rather have coins, like real coins, not a Bitcoin. I mean, I'm talking like clankety-clank, you know,
right.
like a, you know, where you carry a little bag with your coins around it. I mean, that way you know you've got money. And if nothing else, you can whack somebody on the head with it if they're trying to steal it, right?
See, they have Rona Romney McDaniel. It's the daughter-in-law of Mitt Romney.
Yeah, she's a piece of work.
Yeah, well, let me tie this up. So they're supposed to keep her running for re-election as chair of the RNC. Well, she's the daughter-in-law of a top U.S. government official who was getting kickbacks from Ukraine through his son, Mitt Romney was, through his son. Is that her husband or that's her brother-in-law? So she should be out just on that alone. And I know, you know, I got a brother that does criminal stuff, but I know you're not, it's not like everyone's the same in a family, but at the same time, we need to have fresh thinking in that role, because when she was told, when they were all in Arizona and they were told to back off, they did. They left town, you know, or they became unavailable. So now that everybody started realizing we need to change the chair, you know, and so the way that something like that happens is that you have so many representatives, RNC representatives in your state. And so and it seems like there's three in each state. So you call each one of them, say you want somebody else in other than her. You know, now Zeldin, who actually won the governorship in New York, but they gave it to Hochul, if they would have shown the audience when Hillary Clinton was talking on behalf, speaking on behalf of Hochul, it was very similar to her rallies in New York when she was running for president. They had more staff members than they had people in the audience. As, you know, and but you see, and so same thing like like we had where Trump had massive crowds and he had hardly anybody showing up for, and literally hardly anybody showing up for Biden to sit in a circle, you know, like 10 people at a rally. You know, it's like same thing with Lula in Brazil. He was in prison because of public corruption and what he did before when he was president. One of the first things that they, that this illegitimate Biden-Harris administration did, so Obama could have a third term, let's just be straight about it, they sent the CIA representative down there to bribe the judges in Brazil to let Lula out of prison so he could run for president of Brazil.
Wow.
So, and I know much more too. And so what happened is, same thing, massive crowds with Bolsonaro. And he's a former military man. So he has background. If when I get that picture, I might be able to put it up on a WGSO webpage. And it's very dismal crowds for Lula, taken from above, and what Bolsonaro had. Now, here's something that I've been knowing for a while because I started tracking what was in the $787 billion stimulus legislation package that they pushed in the beginning of Obama's vote rig term, excuse me, because he had manufactured crowds, Acorn and CEIU goons following him around to the different cities, busting in. And the unions were behind that. And so to make it look like he had a massive crowd, but it was manufactured. And so that's why he went so nuts when Sarah Palin started drawing popularity in the press for what she wore and stuff like that. You know, simple things, a woman. And here he starts saying you could put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. And I said, what is this man doing? This is, like, strange that he would say something like that. But, hey, we were getting the real Obama at that time. He just slipped a little bit. But then he showed himself when he hooked up with Al Sharpton and to resurrect the Tawana Brawley hoax in everybody's mind while he's playing with Trayvon Martin and a Michael Brown hoax, because he needed to come up with some sort of distraction when it became known that he lied about Benghazi, when all his lies and surfaced about Benghazi. But what he did with the $787 billion stimulus, I'm going to have to mention that right after the break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have the last segment of the Beat Exchange in a little bit, right after this break.
Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo, it's 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. I'm sitting here with James and Josh. And we're finishing out the last segment of the Beat Exchange tonight. I was bringing up about what I found and what I followed of what I found in the $787 billion stimulus. And I'll tell you why I'm bringing this up. Because within the stimulus package was money for these communist countries to drill for oil. Now, one of them was Petrobras, which is a company in a Brazilian drilling company that actually provided their revenue for services for the people of Brazil. Well, they started realizing that when their services were being cut back, that what was going on with the money, you know, from the company Petrobras. Now, right before Obama signed this stimulus package to, you know, say, you know, improve our economy, infrastructure, a bunch of bull, he was paying off all his graft of epic proportions. By the time Solyndra came around, scandal, they changed the people's loan, the time element on the people's loans right before they collapsed. He knew they were going to collapse when he was in front of the cameras saying, "Solyndra's a success story," and then they really fallen apart. They actually locked everybody out of the business. So this is what I'm saying. He's a stunt man. He's been for a while. Just like when he stood in front of a piece of Caterpillar equipment and said that it's going to bring in jobs. He stood there and told people on live television, there's jobs at Caterpillar. People drove to Caterpillar head office when their families, where they were living out of the car. They only had money to get there. You know, and I mean, and these are people that had businesses and all, they collapsed. So anyway, because of the economy under Obama. But this, one of the things that they did was George Soros increased his stock ownership in Petrobras in Brazil. He was one of the people that the people of Brazil were carrying on about, that it was really a setup in their country for a money laundering operation for its investors. And that's why they gave, they were not receptive for when the Obamas went to Brazil. And Dilma Rousseff was the president at that time. They had to change where Obama was going to give a speech. The people didn't want to hear from Obama. They wanted him out of the country, didn't want him to come. Now, I'll show you how it ties into the states. Petrobras had been running money through a vacant oil refinery in Pasadena, California. And that's how they were doing the kickbacks to the people, to these U.S. government officials. Just like Ukraine with FTX, Biden and Obama giving money to President Zelensky, and then he's giving it to FTX, and then FTX is giving it back to the Democrat Party. So you need to understand how money laundering happens. It's not only through drugs and porn industry like we have here in New Orleans, you know, or child trafficking, but it's where businesses people get together as fronts, and then they just make it look like they are doing business. This is the same thing that the mayor's office has been doing here in the city of New Orleans. This is why I say, you know,
it just seems like money laundering is the fastest way to get rich in 2022.
Exactly.
It's going on everywhere.
Exactly. And there's no way in the world that these people go in with under $200,000 a year and they wind up being multimillionaires, you know, tens, hundreds of million dollars. So we got the corruption here, and I'm getting signal. We got to slide over.
No, we can't move on from money laundering without mentioning Hollywood.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you think movies get made? Those wealthy people invest in these things.
Uh-huh.
Those studios don't put up that money.
Oh.
They're washing money through these. Think of all the crappy action movies, especially the direct-to-DVD. Then it was direct-to-streaming, and they had, like, one big name, Nicolas Cage.
Right.
Jason. Who's making this? Who is this for?
Right.
It's just very money laundering. Josh. Because they come to the tax break states,
right,
like us. I saw it firsthand. And all these shady people.
You talk about Nick Cage movies. Now you mention it. He did one movie that, if it wasn't for money laundering purposes, I don't know why he would have done it, because it was that
well, the
bad.
Big name actor, they've got their own personal problems. They need a paycheck. But you get that one big name attached to these garbage little projects, and you shoot it out in Mississippi,
right,
and so forth. And they just wash money through there.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. And so, you just have to watch, every thugocracy, no matter where they are, New Orleans, Louisiana, or Mississippi, whatever, they always have a pleasant person to front for them. And so it's very hard for people to understand how corrupt, how dastardly some groups of people are. And from the very beginning, from pushing to have younger people in office, I'm not saying 19-year-olds, but it wouldn't matter to me, if they knew how to handle things. But more like we have two generations of people that have not been able to serve our country or our state because they blocked by all these thugs. If they weren't a thug when they came in office, they surely became thugs, And then we got to hear about, they have a gambling problem. They have, really? Well, if they got a gambling problem, did they show up for work or they called in sick? I mean, how you not know? And they fooling with money for the state, it's like, come on. It's like either dirty or you're not. It doesn't matter. Oh, I did that before. I'm not dirty anymore. Bull. Because there's a certain barrier where a person who is dirty, who's clean, would not go. A person that's dirty will do anything for money. Anything. How you think that I got an insurance policy in someone else's name with them in beneficiary? With them as beneficiary.
Once you've already done something worth going to prison that you know that if you ever get caught, you're going to go to prison.
Yeah.
Nothing after that really matters.
Right. Exactly. You know. Good thinking. No, I'm glad you brought that up. That's perfect. Say more about that so people can understand.
Well, it's just part of the site. I mean, think about it. Once you already know you've gone over the edge, what else do you have to lose? Nothing. So you might as well get what you can while while the getting's good.
Oh no, you might as well do more, like slam an accident. Like they knew with me being on the air. But sadly I can prove that the governor intended to obstruct an investigation because he gave that to Elderly Protective Services, that nothing could be investigated prior to 2018. So you see, there's a number of things in the state of Louisiana that I'm going to address by being, beat up, use your car as a weapon. It's not unusual. There's over 49 attorneys indicted for it. But we're just going to have to ride it out and see what's up. If everybody should just stand up, try and change things, and don't sit down. Don't step back. Keep going forward, no matter how little the steps. Just keep going forward. See you same time next week.
Pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.